relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, dear friends. Happy Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. The number here, let's open up the lines, is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. You get to sound off on any of the topics of the week. Today, the latest news is the debt ceiling deadline is looming, and it looks as if the talks are stalling. Will we default? We'll give you updates as soon as we have them. John Durham is going to testify before Congress. Yes, not soon, though. It's going to be June, almost the end of June, but that is something. Ron DeSantis finally has come out swinging against President Trump, but not on the right topic, because you can't win, Ron. Really? COVID? People forget what the governor did in Florida. It's not as his team would have you believe. We'll share that audio with you. We have Ken Paxton is under assault in Texas. They want to impeach him. Why? Well, because he's a truth teller and because he believes in fair and free elections. But the biggest story of the day, it's unusual for the people at the Media Research Center, who usually entertain us with really good illustrations of the moral cupidity of the legacy corporate media. This time, I have in my hands a rather extensive report by Luis Cornelio and Tim Kilcullen from the MRC, and the title is How Biden's DHS is Weaponizing an Anti-Terror Program Against Conservatives, Christians, and the GOP. They managed to get hold of research materials, training materials, that were funded to the tune of millions of dollars by the Department of Homeland Security, created after 9/11 to protect us from terrorists. And it is a pyramid of radicalization. I'm putting it up on the screen right now, but just think of the, what did they call it? What was it? The food pyramid in the 1970s with, you know, the things that are good for you, the things that aren't good for you. This is the pyramid of far-right radicalization. So this is the way that you become a Nazi. And it actually has, on the third level from the bottom, it actually has the swastika. It actually has white supremacist symbols, even SS runic symbols at the top of the pyramid. But what's on the bottom two slices, the bottom two steps of the pyramid? Ask yourself if you're associated with any of these organizations. The Christian Broadcasting Network. the Heritage Foundation, the American Conservative Union, Matt Schlapp, CPAC, the Republican Party. Yeah, the Republican Party. They even have Fox News as the gateway into far-right radicalization. That's the bottom. The third level of the pyramid contains the following. Prager University. Dennis Prager's incredible Prager University. Turning Point USA. Breitbart.com. Yes! You're just a couple of steps away from being a fully-fledged white supremacist Nazi if you go to Breitbart.com. And perhaps the one that, I don't know why they haven't mentioned this in the conservative coverage of this story, the image on the third level of the pyramid that should lead to some real consequences to the Department of Homeland Security if the GOP wanted to actually make something happen in Congress, is the image from this analytic piece of training material is a red Make America Great Again cap. Yeah. On the pyramid of far-right radicalization is a red Make America Great Again cap. Thank you, Eric. It's not red, but I have one behind me. I have a MAGA hat right here. I guess that means I'm part of the far-right radicalization pyramid. Do you have a red Trump supporter's hat? Did you go to a rally? Do you have a T-shirt that supports putting America first? Because if you do, the Department of Homeland Security has you in their crosshairs. They're using tools. They're using funding that was meant to uncover, to surveil, and to neutralize jihadi terrorists. They're using that against you. Tonight at 7 p.m., I have the honor of hosting the number one show on Newsmax. It's the Rob Schmidt Show. And I'm going to break that down, what it means for you, what it means for 2024, what it means for the future of conservatism. We're going to open the show with Victor Davis Hanson, so you don't want to miss that at all. 7 p.m. Eastern tonight, The Rob Schmidt Show on Newsmax. But for a moment, let's take the media analysis, my commentary. Let's put that to one side. I'll post the full report, the PDF, on my social media. Don't take my word for it. Read the actual report from Kilcullen and Cornelio. But just posit a question for yourself. If you supported President Trump, and there's 74 million of us, then you are going to be targeted sooner or later by the federal government. And not just by the IRS, as the Tea Party patriots, the not-profit organizations who tried to register for their 501c3 status with the IRS under Obama, the ones that had the word patriot or Tea Party in their name, they were slow-rolled. They were put on a blacklist. No, I'm not talking about the IRS that is going to have, unless the GOP stops them, 80,000 more agents to come after you and other patriots. We're talking about the Department of Homeland Security. We're talking about the FBI. We know the FBI is doing it. 248,000 queries of the illegal nature under the FISA Act were just revealed. 248,000 illegal surveillance queries. It's not just Steve Bannon and Paul Manafort and Peter Navarro and Carter Page. They put a red MAGA hat on the training materials for right-wing extremism and radicalization in America. They put PragerU, which is Dennis's company that puts six-minute videos on history, on culture, on YouTube. Things like, why are the Ten Commandments important? What's the truth about men and women when it comes to transitioning? That has already put you in a category to be targeted by the federal government. It's not a fantasy anymore. It's not, you know, the crazies. The tinfoil hat people say, they're after me. I'm paranoid. We have it right here. We have the materials in color. God bless Brent Bozell and the Media Research Center and the people who uncovered this. We have the evidence. There is no question. What are we going to do about it? That's the question. And that's what we will discuss here on America First. For the next 3 hours, less 11 minutes. And tonight on Newsmax, 7 p.m., be there. I'll be hosting the Rob Schmidt Show. In the meantime, make sure you never miss any of our deep dives with the real experts, the true newsmakers. Subscribe right now. Go to your favorite podcast platform, whichever it may be, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Salem Podcast Network, Stitcher. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. And at the same time, check out all the America First gear made in America at SebGorkaStore.com. Hottest seller still is the I Stand With 45 flag. But the FBI t-shirt's pretty hot too. SebGorkaStore.com.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Welcome back, dear friends. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you to all of you who've supported our Angel Tree Summer Camp initiative with the amazing prison fellowship founded by the late Chuck Colson. Just listen to Savannah, one of the children that you've helped in the past.
I'm Savannah, and I'm spending my 13th birthday at Angel Tree Camp. I've been coming here for 5 years, and my favorite part about Angel Tree Camp is going to the lake and the pool, and it makes you feel like you could be comfortable with the people around you, like you could have fun and learn about God at the same time.
You can have fun, you can learn about God at the same time, and you can feel loved and be safe. Please donate as much as you can. It's one of the most beautiful things you could ever donate to. Call the Prison Fellowship on 888-206-2794. These are girls and boys who have an imprisoned parent and who need our help. Go to my webpage. It's super easy. Just a couple of clicks, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner. That number again, 888-206-2794, or just go to S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Angel Tree banner. Ron DeSantis, I guess he's into rewriting history. Let's listen to his interview. I do believe it was Glenn Beck yesterday. Cut two, play cut.
I think he did great for 3 years, but when he turned the country over to Fauci in March of 2020, that destroyed millions of people's lives. And in Florida, we were one of the few that stood up, cut against the grain, took incoming fire from media, bureaucracy, the left, even a lot of Republicans, had schools open, preserved businesses. And so Florida, since COVID, has outperformed virtually any state in the country when you look at all these significant metrics. I mean, we're booming.
Mr. G, do you think everybody remembers Governor DeSantis' response to COVID like that?
I think the real response was Georgia was the first state to reopen, not Florida. Texas was the first state to get rid of masks, not Florida.
Yeah. And not only that, thanks to Donald Trump Jr., who just tweeted this out earlier today. Here's a headline from Politico. Florida governor urges Trump to restrict domestic travel. Eric, does that mean that he was against President Trump in trying to free America, or was he trying to get President Trump to do things he didn't want to do? I'm confused.
I'll bet Ron DeSantis is even more confused at this point. He doesn't even know his own history anymore.
Let me read from this article, nicely highlighted by Don Jr. The notion of a quarantine, you know, where you lock people away because they're sick, has been advocated by governors including Republican Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, who sought to halt travelers from the heavily affected areas to their states. But this drew swift criticism from the leaders of the states in question, who warned it would spark panic. So he wanted to shut down America even more. He wanted to quarantine people. If he goes down, Ron, it's not smart, because nobody's going to fall for it, and we've got the receipts. It's Friday. Let's go to your calls. Knoxville, line one. Randy.
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
Hey, yeah, and that Ron DeSantis, I'll tell you, if he's going to kick off his campaign with a bunch of lies, I mean, that's terrible.
But it's dangerous for him because, you know, people just do a little bit of research and they'll find out that what he's saying is not true.
Yeah, it's a shame, you know. I didn't know that he was such a liar, but that's not a way to kick off your campaign. I wanted to ask you, Dr. Gorka, you know a lot about guns. I'm learning. Mother's Day, I got my wife a Sig Sauer P365.
Everybody loves the Sig Sauer. It's like the hottest thing. I mean, has she tried it out yet?
We just brought it up. One of my customers has a little shooting range in the back. She did it. See, she had the little Glock 43.
Yep.
But this Sig is a double stack, 12 rounds in the clip.
Right.
And it's more comfortable in her hand. 115 grain hollow points. What do you think of this?
Look, they're super popular. The first round of the 365s had issues with the firing pins. They fixed them. My only problem is, how experienced is the shooter, Andy?
She has been practicing. She went to a course. I'm teaching her some things and grips, and even had my neighbor as a deputy sheriff. He was giving her some pointers. We're trying to be very careful.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, it's my responsibility as a husband and a man to make sure that she is protected. Even here in East Tennessee, the best place in the country, you still have to be careful.
look, it's a good gun, but it's not a beginner's gun. The Glock may be a single stack, but it's slightly easier to shoot. The Sig 365, in my experience, is a little bit snappier. But at the end of the day, Randy, if you're there, it is your responsibility. Practice, 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 practice. If she's comfortable with it, the main question is, can she use it safely and can she fire it accurately? If the answer to both of those questions is yes, then you made a good choice. Great question. I love it. Let's go to San Francisco, line two. Ken.
Well, hi, doctor. How you doing?
Good.
Operation Anaconda. Your opinion on the primarily the leadership, the general staff. What went wrong there?
What went wrong with every significant operation, short of Abbottabad, for the last 22 years? Politics got in the way.
Yeah, yeah. Your opinion on the one-star Air Force general who was the field commander, General Trebon.
I don't know him. I've never met him. Don't know him personally. Why are you locking down on him? You think he's the problem?
Well, I think he was in over his head. I couldn't understand when I started reading the background in the various books why he was appointed the ground operation commander. He was a cargo pilot. Why would you appoint him to be the ground leader?
Why do people get appointed over others in the last 20 years? I've seen this. I spent 5.5 years in the Defense Department, and I was working with a lot of 06s, 05s, and individuals who just pinned on a additional their first star as a brigadier. And I saw it myself, Ken. These people, as soon as they got close to the idea of being a flag officer, of being a gofo, of being a general, they got political. They became political animals. Now, functioning at a high level in the military always has some political aspects to it, but you're not a political actor. And these people were. When they looked at the likes of Petraeus and others who were lauded as great generals, but who were really politicians above everything else, it distorted the whole system. And that's, think of it, Mark Milley is still the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Not one person in the years since the Afghanistan withdrawal has been fired, let alone resigned as a matter of honor for 13 of our warfighters being killed by ISIS in that disastrous surrender. So we have an officer corps at the highest level, which is without honor. Thank you, Ken. Great question. If you enjoy what we do for you here at America First, make sure you follow us on all the available social media platforms that matter. We are everywhere. Just plug in Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on Twitter, Truth Social, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us on your TV, on your Roku Fire Stick or other devices on the Salem News Channel app. And for my Substack brand new article up this morning, go to sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name as one word. sebastiangorka.substack.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Welcome back, dear friends. Please support those who make our show possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell, the inventor of the MyPillow. The left hates him. Even the FBI have tried to intimidate him. Why? Because he's a patriot. He's a friend of President Trump's. And he loves this country. Right now, he's got the 2.0 MyPillow with updated cooling technology. The only pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape overnight. And it's so good, he sold 71 million of the original. He's got some BOGO offers. If you use my name, you'll get up to 66% off. Go to MyPillow.com or call in your order and talk to a real person. You know, a real, actual, live person. Is that nice? 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. All right, we had on Monday, we had one of the brave FBI whistleblowers on for a whole hour to talk about why they're doing what they're doing and whether or not that agency is salvageable. And I'm delighted to welcome a very senior former intelligence analyst for the Bureau, who's also a whistleblower, whose paths have crossed with mine many moons ago. George Hill, welcome to America First.
Hey, how are you? Happy to be here.
So we met many moons ago in Boston, correct?
Yeah, for some unpleasant business in relation to the Marathon bombing, yes.
Right. I served as an expert on the Boston bombing trial. I did the analysis of all the jihadi material that was on the Tsarnaev hard drive, and that was used in the prosecution of the surviving brother. And you demonstrated a rather impressive knowledge of firearms at that meeting we had in Boston, and it's great to connect with you. Sadly, under these circumstances, I have in front of you what you did with your fellow colleagues at the whistleblower testimony. Would you just describe why you are in the position you are today and what you've witnessed?
So I went down and testified at the end of February regarding direct knowledge on a couple of instances that I had interacted with the Washington field office and my colleagues in Boston. The first of which was the self-initiated Bank of America list that they generated of any Bank of America customer who went to who used a BOA product, whether it be a debit card or a credit card, in the Washington, D.C. area, and they date ranged it between 5 and 7 January. And they then resorted that list and then stacked on top of it anybody who was already in the list who had ever purchased a firearm. So if you were going pheasant hunting in South Dakota in the year 2000 and you bought a shotgun at the Walmart, you move to the top of that list. And then they pulled from that list names with each field office, and they sent to Boston what's called a lead. And that was 7 names that were sent to us. And it was an expectation that we would open up at least a PI, preliminary investigation, on those. And we pushed back. So that was the first incident.
Let me unpack this. Let's just get the details absolutely right. So the Bank of America, it's giving voluntary information without a court order or a subpoena for its customers who happen to use one of their cards in D.C. around January 6th. And any one of those individuals who'd ever purchased a gun? Am I hearing you correctly?
Yeah, you got that 100% correct. And since that time of the testimony, it's been corroborated by my SAC special agent in charge that my testimony was, in fact, accurate and true. And only within the last 2 weeks did Bank of America finally admit, I'm sorry, the FBI finally admit that, yes, Bank of America did send that list in. Bank of America has never commented on that. So they've been caught. We'll have to see what happens.
So this is stunning. This is absolutely stunning, because I presume the issue here is none of the people concerned had committed a crime with a gun on that day. The only gun that was fired on January 6th was Michael Byrd when he killed Ashley Babbitt, when, as a police officer, killed an unarmed 14-year Air Force veteran. So under what auspices, with what investigative justification, are you getting bank records of people who purchased guns? What on earth has that got to do with January 6th, Mr. Hill?
Yeah, so there wasn't any legal predication for moving forward. And to my supervisory special agent counterpart, and to the SAC's counterpart, and even beneath him, to the ASAC's credit, all of these people pushed back, saying no along the way, that there was no predication. So,
all right. Well, hold it right there. We need to continue to unpack this. We're talking with former supervisory intelligence analyst at the FBI, a true whistleblower, George Hill. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, do what I did more than 4 years ago. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me and people like Reggie from Florida. This is Reggie's story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Powerful words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order your 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door, and you will know within those 3 weeks. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
What if I told you an organization that says it represents you really doesn't? And when they say they want to provide you services to help you with your Medicare supplement, it's not real. They don't have any choices. They've got one supplier and they have a rather cozy relationship with them. I'm talking about AARP. Don't use their services if you want to have choice. Use the Medicare Advisory Service of AMAC that offers dozens of plans from top insurers with none of the AARP's woke left-wing nonsense. Choose a plan that actually matches your values, free of any financial commitment. For your no-obligation quote, visit amac.us/value. That's amac.us/value. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by the Association of Mature American Citizens. We are back with one of the few brave whistleblowers from federal government, a former senior intelligence analyst for the FBI. Mr. Hill, I have to ask you, I know it's a naive question, but how does it even get to the point where a law enforcement agency is even making a request of that nature, where they say, bank records, your customers in this city, and cross-reference with people who bought guns? How does that even come about if there's no criminal predicate?
Yeah, I'll try to make that answer as short as I can, recognizing our constraint here. That migration has been taking place ever since Janet Napolitano became Homeland Security Secretary, of labeling people with whom they disagree with or who vote the wrong way as violent extremists. So these people They truly believe that they're doing God's work in protecting democracy. And but that journey started almost 20 years ago, and that we've gone down this long, dark road, and it just keeps getting worse.
So when you see a diagram like this one that was released today in the report from the Media Research Center, this pyramid of radicalization, and you see in there that this pyramid of far-right radicalization includes the Republican Party, the National Rifle Association, the Heritage Foundation, Prager University, and even the image of a hat that says "Make America Great Again." You're not surprised that this is funded by the Department of Homeland Security?
No, not at all. And, you know, people keep on talking about the FBI, but HSI, Homeland Security Investigations, is completely unconstrained. They have no DIOG, no Domestic Investigations Operations Guide. If you want to go looking for cowboys, you might want to take a look over there, too.
All right. We will definitely look at DHS as well and HSI. Talk to us about the future. You were there. How many years did you do intelligence analysis at the FBI?
I only did with the Bureau for 11 years. Prior to that, I was at the National Security Agency. And then I did 26 years in uniform, 13 years active duty Marine Corps, and then another 13 in the Navy post 9/11.
Wow.
So I've been at it for a while.
God bless. Given what you saw at the Bureau and the fact that you're prepared to be a whistleblower, this is the tough question. How pervasive, how in the tissue of the Bureau is this politicization? Is it something that can be fixed by, you know, changing out the nameplates on the seventh floor of the Hoover Building, or is it too pervasive?
Yeah, you can't kill the cancer without killing the patient. It's pervasive. It was in clear evidence when President Trump relieved Comey, and it was, you could see, visually see the camps dividing at that time. Up until that time, it was kind of stealthy, but no, that cancer is too widespread, and it varies from office to office. You know, there might be some places in the Midwest and the Heartland that are still committed to the rule of law and the Constitution. But, you know, definitely in the megalopolis and, you know, California out on the West Coast, it's, you know, and, you know, we hear hearing more and more things about the Miami field office. It's gone.
All right. Well, given your unique position, having served in so many different branches and agencies, from the Marine Corps to the NSA to the FBI, what would you say is the smartest move for a new chief executive? Because the Bureau wasn't meant to be an intelligence arm. It was meant to be a police investigative body for federal crimes. It has the counterintelligence mission. It has the counterterrorism mission. Those three big muscle movements of federal crimes, CT and CI, can we give those to other agencies? What would your recommendation be, given how much you've seen of the inside of the various parts of the intelligence community?
Again, I'll try to keep it brief. Dana Priest of the Washington Post did some great analysis in 2011, I think, of the overlap within the intelligence community. So there's plenty of places for people to go. The other thing that needs to happen is you're probably not going to be able to get rid of the FBI. I'm sorry. I think that's just a fantasy. So let's go with what's achievable, which is the creation of the intelligence branch with the Patriot Act. There was a lot of discussion on Capitol Hill when they approved the Patriot Act, whether or not to create a domestic intelligence service. And what they did is they almost doubled the size of the FBI, gave them 60 senior executives, and, you know, doubled their budget. You need to end that domestic intelligence program. A domestic intelligence service only serves one master, the government.
Yeah. You've got to, you know, be intellectually sound in your analysis as a former senior intelligence analyst. And you said two things, Mr. Hill, there. You said the cancer cannot be ripped out of the patient, but then you said the FBI can't be gotten rid of. How do you square that circle?
I think it's a fantasy. I think it's a knee jerk. It sounds well. Oh, we need to disband it. Or to quote Steve Friend, we need to control, alt, delete. I don't think it's going to happen. They're just not the political stomach for it.
But you also said the cancer, you know, you can't rip out the cancer without killing the patient. So this is an irredeemable entity that you're saying we can't get rid of.
I don't see the political will to do it. I'm sorry. I'm calling balls and strikes here.
No, I appreciate it. There's a guy who was illegally raided by armed officers of the FBI at his residence, which was guarded by the Secret Service. He might have the political will. God bless you. We got to get you back for a longer discussion. Semper Fidelis, George Hill, former supervisory intelligence analyst for the FBI, and a patriot, and a truth teller. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Your call's next, 833-33-GORKA. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that thrills, pain relief that is liberating. 500,000 Americans across the country right now. People like me, Dr. G, but also Leah from Ohio. This is her story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer, 100%. That should be you. That could be you, but there's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-year quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com today. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for Leah, for me, and for 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Yeah, me and Leah. Find out today. 800-500-8384. Ask yourself a very simple question. What have you got to lose? Apart from the pain, nothing. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's Second Amendment Friday. It's us, Dr. G, Anything Friday. The FBI has become the Gestapo for the DNC. Get your mug that explains it's Biden's Gestapo from Nazi Germany to the USA in 80 years. Or the T-shirt we made with Chris Plant, the FBI, the Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. You know, no, it's true. We have the evidence. SebGorkaStore.com, SebGorkaStore.com, SebGorkaStore.com. Let's go to David, California, line four.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Sebastian. You know, I need your opinion today. For me, as a voter, about DeSantis, because not because he specifically burned Trump and stuck Trump out in the back. It's that when a man gives you a hand up and changes your life, the guy is now a governor.
Yeah.
My question, I want your opinion, is who else will he do that to enhance his career? The voting public, I guess they don't think much of it, but for me as a man, I don't want to ever vote for a guy who's willing to sell out someone who's like Mitt Romney. I mean, these people need to understand this guy will sell people out.
Yeah, we have low standards for our politicians. We're very cynical, but you're absolutely right, David. For me, it's an honor thing. What he did after the Alvin Bragg indictment, what he did in that clip we just played, it's an honor issue, and there is a deficit of honor when it comes to the governor of Florida. Thank you, David. Let's go to Paul in California.
Good afternoon, Sebastian. Thank you for all you do. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
I'm a high school teacher. Every year I tell the story about my grandfather's ship. My grandfather was the executive officer of the USS Indianapolis when it was sunk. So I tell the story about what he did. I get done with the story. I ask the students, do you have any stories you want to share about relatives? Do you have any questions about the ship? No hands. Then a hand goes up. I said, yes, what's your question? Well, it's not about this. Can we something else? I said, okay, what is it? Well, I am the president of the Gender Straight Alliance, and we're asking all the teachers if you'd like to display a rainbow flag. And I looked at her and I said, no, I think I'll pass. But thanks to my grandfather, I guess you can ask a question like that.
This actually happened in your classroom, Paul?
It happened an hour ago. Yes. And I wanted I'm getting on with millions of people, probably risking my career. Right. Because someone's going to hear this and say, we know who he is. I mean, his grandfather is the executive.
How did the student react when you said that?
Giggled. Because she knew what she was doing, Sebastian.
Of course she did. Paul, you're a brave man. We honor the memory of your grandfather. Stay on the line. I've got a special idea for you. I want to send you 2 copies of Why We Fight that has stories about people like your grandfather in it, true heroes that made it possible for that student to ask that outrageous question. And I want to give you one of those books to that student and ask them to read about the heroes that made their life possible. I'm Sebastian Gorka. It's Friday. Get your copy of all of my books available at sebgorkastore.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.